Okay, we are here in front of the Gallo Negro. It's a Mexican restaurant in the Karl-Heine-Straße in Leipzig West. And there was a concentration in front of the restaurant because of the bad work conditions which are existing there. And now I am talking to some participants of the concentration about what happened there. So maybe you can first just tell a little bit about your impressions of the concentration, how many people were there, and how was the atmosphere?
Bueno, durante todo este tiempo que hemos estado recibiendo día tras día y desde que el Gallo Negro está abierto, hemos dado cuenta que teníamos que hacer algo.
We have been noticing since we know this restaurant every year or every, that we always got cases from people complaining about the laboral conditions that are in this place. So we thought we need to do something. So today we got together in this place in the restaurant. We were around 50 people, and we were raising our voice because we asked the Gallo Negro for fair work conditions.
So that's the reason for the concentration today. Could you maybe tell a little bit more about the working conditions workers are facing in this restaurant?
Claro. Yo personalmente fui una persona que trabajé en este lugar, no tengo miedo de...
She worked personally in this place, so she takes all the consequences and she's not afraid about talking what she saw in her time working in this place.
Y pude observar cada vez...
She could observe all the injustices happening in this place and all the discrimination that also happened in the time that she was here.
Teníamos que trabajar en enfermos.
We had to work even when we were sick. There was a lot of classism, and they also called us thieves several times.
We have no fear. 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 We have no fear.
I mean, very close from a friend work in this place where she met three fellows that from Mexico. At that time, she was working there, and they promised them that they were going to fix their visas and that they were going to get them a job here and start a new life in Germany. And what they did, they believed, so they quit everything they had in Mexico. They quit their job position, they sold everything they had, and they came to Germany. And they were just delayed. What Gallo Negro said, it was like, we're in the process of the visa, we are in the process. They were actually, I don't know, we don't know if they were in the process, but suddenly they say, okay, your visa was not processed and you have less than a week to leave the country. Here are their flights back to Mexico. And that's how they were sent back to Mexico. Like, and they did, it was just like abuse because they were believing, no? Like they come to Germany or they believe in these people for new opportunities, and they just brought them with lies and actually they abused them because they did these people that were brought, they created the new menu from the restaurant and everything. And at the end, it was just like they sent them back.
It was pure exploitation.
Like
they paid them also, as I've heard, they paid them as much wages as they took from them from the they gave them the same salary as they paid rent in their own houses, right? They provided them with houses.
Yes, I mean the restaurant has I don't know in which floor, but above the restaurant they have a Wohnung, and it's not even like a Wohnung where you have your private room or so on. It's just like a like a chair kind of hostel, and they were like, for each person that was living there, they were charging a lot of money per person for internet, for water, for Wi-Fi, like, and they have the proofs, like they have all the bills, like they're in their paychecks, because they were actually, they were invisible paychecks because they were not allowed to work here. And yeah, they were kicked out and back to Mexico. One of the persons doesn't want to proceed. Like she got super threatened. The password was taken, removed.
The password, removed.
So, but as soon as she was in contact with an association of like, how do you say, they were in a collective that was supporting her, but as soon as this case had to escalate to take it to court or some, she got super panic. She got super panic because because of all the threats. Also, if she was going to get in trouble in Germany or so, so she just decided, okay, I'm just taking it.
Like a permanent situation of hostility, and they created this atmosphere of fear and threat. Right, people were permanently in danger. Yeah. Of losing basically everything or making mistakes, and
so maybe you can share when you were working there how like the employees, how the these people were addressing to the employees.
Bueno, yo personalmente puedo dar un ejemplo de cómo el clasismo en este lugar es tan grande.
She was working here and she's going to tell an experience like how classism was lived in this restaurant.
Nunca viví una agresión directa de ellos, pero eso no significa que no lo haya.
During the time that I was working here, like I could see different classist treatments to other people. For example,
cómo trataban mal a mis compañeros que tenían una visa working holiday.
Like how they treated different and bad to my colleagues that they had a working visa. And in this case, she had a permanent visa and everything, so she was really treated different, and like with benefits, you know. And the other persons that have a work visa and so on, they were just, yeah, their work laboral conditions were just not respected at all.
Y cómo pudo los jefes de alguna manera siempre hablar sobre sus empleados y de una forma muy despectiva.
The owners of the restaurant, they will always refer to the employees in a very despective, I don't know if that's the word in English, like disrespectful like way. I had a friend that worked here, and he also said that like how the way they were treated to the employees in the kitchen or so on, the way they were referring to them, they even use nicknames that are referring to certain like indigenous tribes in Mexico, and also the attitude we could see as well right now, the attitude of the people, like the owners were laughing when we were manifesting, like they were recording, they were laughing in their faces like ha ha ha, like with this expression like you cannot do anything to us. And that's also something that intrigues us, because they are different cases of different people that were already went to court, and at least I know from two people that they went from court, and they actually, the restaurant had to pay for damages. But there are a lot of people, there are a lot of cases, there is even a list of like people, like around 20 cases of like employees that already talk about different situations that they have experienced in this restaurant. So yeah, it's a bit sad.
So it seems that they don't change their policies in the restaurant. It doesn't matter for them if some people go to court. So what's your kind of conclusion from today? You're kind of satisfied how it went, and maybe is it motivating to go on with this struggle?
I didn't expect that when we show up here that they would say, oh yes, you're right, we did everything wrong, now from the next day we're going to change everything. So the question is, how can you actually react when someone comes at you to your place and with these strong charges and reproaches? So I'm not surprised how they reacted. I was a bit surprised when they especially threatened me, when he told me, like, you're going to pay for this, I know who you are. Like, that was kind of, oh wow, that's... for me, felt like he crossed the line, and I also was surprised how arrogant they were, how the the reply from them was extremely arrogant. Like, what do you want to hear? What do you think? We didn't do anything wrong. What do you want? You're liars. You're basically liars.
Everybody, all the time.
Yeah, they were laughing about us. And we were just, we were here for human rights. We were here to fight for our brothers and sisters and our friends. And it's sad to see. It's for me personally, it was really tough.
But it was really nice to see that more people came together and that we are not alone, you know, and then we are actually doing something, and we are talking for the ones that maybe are already in Mexico and they cannot do nothing, but actually something is moving finally. After some years, finally something is moving, yeah.
You want to add something as well?
Bueno, la verdad es que al inicio tenía mucho miedo de cómo iban a reaccionar porque yo trabajé ahí, pero ahora estoy muy feliz, muy contenta. Me llevo un buen sentimiento porque sé que de alguna manera llegó, la gente vino, y esto no es solamente algo pasajero, sino que vamos a seguir, y es el pueblo que responde.
At the beginning, I was afraid because I work here, so I was really afraid because they know me. They have, I work here. So, but at the end, I leave happy to see that a lot of people gather here and care, and that we are not going to stop.
Okay, thanks a lot. Muchas gracias. And hopefully the struggle goes on.
Yeah.
Hopefully something's going to change.